Photoshop Wednesday number 6. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesdays, a collection of short podcasts to tips and videos created especially for the Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Now, in the last session, we talked about the rectangular and the elliptical selection tools. Let's move down one tool and talk about the lasso tool and the other options that are hidden with inside of this tool set. So if you strike the L key on your keyboard, you will be taken directly to the lasso tool. But remember, from an earlier tip, if you hold down the shift key and hit L, it's going to cycle you through the different tools in this tool set. So the lasso tool is great for selecting irregularly shaped objects. Go ahead and select the lasso tool, move out on the canvas, press and drag around the item that you're interested in selecting. Now when you let go, it's automatically going to close off that selection, and now you're going to see the marching ants. Now you have to note with this tool, now this may be good or bad depending on the type of selection you're making, but if you press and start to drag, and your beginning point and your ending point are not close to one another, Photoshop will draw a straight line between the beginning and the ending point. And again, you may want this and you may not. Okay, let's start the pat your head, rub your stomach stuff. Okay, so here we go. We're going to press and drag a selection with the lasso tool. Okay, we let go, we have our marching ants. Now if we hold down the shift key and draw another selection that overlaps the first, they will now become a larger selection. If you hold down that option key and press and drag, you're now going to knock out a portion that you drag around. Now I get a lot of complaints from my students saying that they really can't make an accurate selection with the lasso tool. And I agree, it's really not for that close-in, tight selection. It's more for selecting a general area on your canvas. Now if you want to make a really accurate selection, what you want to use is the polygonal selection tool. Now to get to the polygonal lasso tool, you'll need to press and hold on the lasso tool in the tool palette. And that would be the second tool in this tool set. So here's how it works. We're going to click, move, click again, move, click again. Now what's going to happen at this point? We've got some straight lines that are following us around. We're going to click again. Now to close this selection off, we have to move the first and last position to this same spot. And you're going to see this little circle that pops up which says to close the selection. Go ahead and click again, and there you have your marching ants. Now one of the issues with this tool is it's going to continue to follow you around until you close this selection off, which can get a little scary. So if you double click, it will automatically close off the selection. That's a good little shortcut. There's a really cool option hidden inside the polygonal selection tool. And we're going to click, click, there's our straight line. Hold down the option key, press and drag. You've now switched over to the regular lasso tool. Let go of that option key, click, straight line again, and then we can close it off. So what happens is the option key, or the alt key in PC, will switch that over temporarily to the lasso tool. And remember, with all of the selection tools we're talking about, the shift to add, the option or alt to remove, will work in all of these configurations. Now we're going to talk about selection tool combinations in a later tip. The video for this tip can be found at www.1minutetip.com. Just scroll down to the Photoshop Wednesdays section and click on the video link. Comments, questions, or suggestions, email me at tip@1minutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.